Much of the New Testament was written in different years. For instance, the book of Matthew was written in A.D. between 58 and 68. The book of John was written in 90 A.D. What is important is that the historical facts and the prophecies are consistent. The New Testament has to be consistent with the Old Testament. What people have a problem with is the these and the thous, which is easier for Europeans because there is a built-in respect for their traditions. Publishers in the U.S. began publishing a great many other versions of the Bible to help people to understand the gospel. Of course, that entailed many changes. There was only one version that remained closest to the original authorized King James Version. People who are truly serious about teaching began the movement of the King James Version only. I came across people who read the Bible and came away not understanding what the messages were because of the words used to describe people and events. Why would Christ's followers be called wheat or lambs, or Israel be called a fig tree, and Jesus the vine, and believers the branches, and so on and on? In the Old Testament, why parables came up once in Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 49. Then said I, "Ah, Lord God, they say of me, does he not speak parables?" The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 13, verse 14. And the disciples came and said unto him, "Why speakest thou unto them in parables?" He answered and said unto them, "Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance, but whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they, seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. Making this distinction sounds like those who understand the parables are a special group who are set aside. If that were the case, why did Jesus have disciples who are to teach the gospel? All have the opportunity to go to heaven. How can it be changed so that people who wish to become believers can understand what is written?